Yeah, right here on Virgin Radio Morning Live, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, myself, Chris Faye, we're hanging out with you 8 o'clock this morning, just after 8. Kate Blanchett, we had a chance to catch up with her on the Diff red carpet area. We'll give you more details on that coming up. So it was, what, Friday night,
yes,
where the three of us are going to Abu Dhabi. Pretty's driving, as you usually do.
Well done, Pretty Malik.
The huge. Yeah, it was so much fun.
I feel so confident when you drive.
Oh, I think
like, if it was Pretty, if Rossi was driving, I would have my eyes on the road the entire time, being like the co-pilot. When you're driving, sit back, relax, chill.
How many crashes have you had, Chris, in your lifetime?
Not enough. Touch wood. As we're driving to Abu Dhabi, it starts raining. Did you guys get that over the weekend? It rained on Friday night.
Yeah.
Rained across the UAE. And so it's an outdoor event. The biggest superstars in the world when it comes to wrestling are there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is it going to happen? It does. We rock up to the venue. I've never been to Zayed Sports City in the 10 years that I've lived here.
What a cool venue. Good.
It's a very cool
it's
venue.
It's like intimate, but also massive at the same time.
It's a good little stadium. I mean, I'm surprised not more shows are done there, like live artist shows, musical shows. Anyway, Duvet and I,
got a contact.
We got a contact. We may sell out the Abu Dhabi Sports City area.
If we feel like it.
We're going to see how we feel. We've got a huge audience there in Abu Dhabi.
Do you?
100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was one role that I was given here.
Okay, so you were supposed to go on the stage before the Shield and the Bar had their tag team match.
It's a steel cage tag team match.
Yeah.
Listen, I was supposed to go inside the steel cage and introduce the match. And then they told me, you can't go inside the steel cage because we're going to be building it. I said, okay. And then they said, well, you're not going to really introduce the match. You're just going to talk to the guy on the stage.
So
they kept taking things away from me, and I was like, all right.
Well, you basically had to fill time while they erected the steel cage,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah, exactly. So I go backstage to the WWE, and I don't know if I don't know if I'm not supposed to talk about it, because if you're a WWE fan, like, these guys are, like, your, like, guys that you look up to.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Triple H is just there. And he's a legend. Now, Triple H is one of the big bosses of the WWE.
He's head of WWE live events
You know, he is actually the boss. So he's walking around in his suit and everyone's scared of him from what I could see.
He's so big. He's
But I don't think they're just scared of him because of his size, because he's the boss as well. But then Roman Reigns walks right by me. And I have to pretend that I'm not, like, fangirling at this point. Like, because you can't be like, oh, my gosh, there's Roman Reigns.
Can I get a selfie?
Because you're in the back area. I get out my phone and security, hey, put the phone away. No phones, no photos in the back area. Can't you read the signs? I said, no English.
No, you did not.
Anyway.
No speak the English. Yeah, so you were backstage mingling with the stars.
Yeah, backstage mingling with the stars, trying to. I go to the guy who his name's Mike. He's the MC of the night for the WWE.
He did very well.
He's a great guy, very professional. He's got the tuxedo on. He's all there. He runs through what I've got to do on the stage. He's like, you know, just you're going to help me entertain the crowd for about 2 minutes here. I said, cool, mate. I'm good to do this. Anyway, so now we're in the back area of the WWE where the wrestlers run out from.
Like right before the ramp.
Yep, and I'm supposed to come out of there, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm talking to Mike. Mike and I are talking backstage right now. And he goes to me, I'm just going to go put my clipboard out the front. I'll be back. I said, okay, cool. So now I'm just on my own in the back area doing a quick Instagram. Just like,
breaking the rules.
Yeah, breaking the rules, right? I just hear my name get called out.
Chris Faye!
I'm like, this guy said, Mike said he was going to go put his clipboard and come back. He didn't do that. I don't know if he was trying to put me off. So I hear my name. I run up the ramp as quick as I can. It's about probably 20 feet. Run up there and then come out. And there I am. I'm in front of all you guys just screaming. I scream out, what up, Abu Dhabi?
Well, we actually have it. Have a listen.
Now,
when
I screamed out, what up, Abu Dhabi, I hadn't eaten much that day.
Yeah.
I nearly passed out. You know when you exert that much, like, air
energy
out your mouth? I got dizzy and I thought to myself, I'm going to pass out here on the WWE stage. This is not going to... This is going to go viral.
Radio host Chris Faye! Oh, man! Yo, Abu Dhabi, make some noise!
That's right, nearly passed out.
That
This is spectacular. Thank you for allowing me to walk. I've got a bit worried coming out of here for a moment.
Why?
This is where the superstars come out of. What? Oh, man.
You're, like, ready to go. You got the sleeveless shirt on. You're, like,
I'm ready.
I feel like I've got too much going on. I can't do this. So, like, I asked you real quick.
Did he say you got a little bit too much going on?
Yeah.
Setting up the steel piece. What do you feel of the night so far?
Listen, this is one of the first times that I've got to be able to see the WWE in action here in the UAE. I don't know, UAE, are you loving the WWE here?
I nearly passed out there as well. But it was an amazing night. Well done to the WWE organization. Well done to everyone that was involved. Like, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Judd's on the line. He thinks he did a good job.
Judd, hi.
Hi, how are you?
You were at the WWE?
Yeah, man. We saw you. We're happy for you. You did a good job. Forgot about the crossy and pretty. You pumped up the stage when we were on break. And we wish to see you in the ring as well.
Judd?
Rossi and I are actually... thinking about becoming a WWE tag team. We actually did a video, and if you go to our Instagram page shortly, you'll see it up there, Judd, okay?
I was seeing you maybe on the... You were standing and maybe throwing some punches. I saw that as well.
I was ready to go.
I was just close to you, but I couldn't say hi to you.
No, there was a fly around me, bro. I was just trying to swap it away. It's like,
Virgin Radio, time saver traffic. With McDonald's.
No, but honestly, Rossi and I are a... We're going to be a tag team.
No, you're not.
Not when you're so awkward like you were. Have you seen him getting off the stage?
That was hilarious.
At the end, he couldn't get off the stage. He didn't know where to go. It's very funny. I put that video on the Instagram page. Watch Chris Faden.
It is funny.
Be very awkward at the end. It's on Chris Faden's show.
It's not awkward. They told me to clear the stage. There was no steps. I had to jump off.
Why did you do that? Why did you walk down the ramp?
I'm not walking down the ramp that the WWE superstars walk down. That's not like respectful. That's their ramp.
There's a camera guy who went down before you.
I don't care. They said get off the stage. I thought to myself, I either jump off the 8-foot stage or I run down the ramp. And I said, I'm not running down the ramp. It's disrespectful.
Well,
so I jumped off. I've hurt my ankle. No one cares about that.
You did not.
Big
wow.
I'm suing the WWE.